Immigration law has been much in the news. Alabama passed that toughest in the nation anti-illegal immigration law. The Justice Department wants to block it. A new moderate Republican governor in Rhode Island just revoked a program that required state police to enforce federal laws. He also led the successful campaign to grant in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants. Texas governor and Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry is defending his decision to allow in-state tuition to children of undocumented workers. California's gone a step further, passing the DREAM Act to allow college aid for unauthorized immigrants. And on this Columbus Day, we want to take a look at a city that's rolling out a welcome mat for immigrants. Dayton City Commission has passed a plan that includes a retail incubator for immigrant entrepreneurs, small business and loan assistance, an immigrant ambassador program, all aimed at bolstering the city's economy and population. Dayton, Ohio Mayor Gary Leitzel joins us to talk about the Welcome Dayton Immigrant-Friendly City Plan. Mr. Mayor, what prompted this initiative?
Well, the plan is actually designed to facilitate success amongst our immigrant population. It's also designed to encourage citizenship for people who are coming here. I myself grew up in England. I was born in the States, but when I came over here at the age of 21, I came over with a suitcase, a backpack, and $600.
Your mom was a war bride.
Right, during the Korean War, yes. And I had the American dream in my head. And to someone from outside of America coming here, America is a land of opportunity.
You are doing this just as other states and cities are pushing back on immigrants and when there are all sorts of programs already in existence. So I want to differentiate yours. We know there's the federal program Secure Communities, where local police work with the federal government in identifying undocumented immigrants. On the other side of that, there are sanctuary cities which specifically tell police not to identify illegal immigrants. Where does your immigrant-friendly city program fall into this? Is there anything in your program that would even ask an immigrant's, you know, legal status before you begin working with them through the program?
No, I don't think we're inclined to ask legal status as long as they're law-abiding citizens. We do already have a policy that if you break the law, we'll ask you your status and the federal laws would take over. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, we've basically made the decision in order to allow all people of all cultures feel comfortable in working with the police and being willing to come forward as witnesses if they are victims of crime, their status as a citizen should not be contested.
This is how many cities operate in the U.S.
Right, exactly. If you break the law, we ask. If you don't break the law, we want you to be comfortable with where you are.
But do you worry that, sort of, as we said, putting out this welcome mat might create a problem for the city? Now, we know the city committee on which you serve passed this unanimously. But your office told us that before that vote, your office was bombarded with calls and emails from people who criticized it. And then here's a letter from Leon Harrison from West Carrollton, Ohio, in the Dayton City paper, that Dayton, Ohio is going to become another, and then he has in parentheses, illegal immigrant-friendly city. And he writes, I thought that the city of Dayton was broke. How much are these additional interpretive services, for instance, you know, a multilingual printing, for instance, proposed in the plan, how much is that going to cost? How many criminal immigrants are not going to be hardworking, family-oriented, decent people, entrepreneurs? How do you address that fear?
First of all, if you take the money out of it, everyone's thinking, oh, money, 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 right? And this is one of the problems with American society. If the immigrants are welcome here and they feel part of the city and the area, they'll volunteer to interpret. That's something that would facilitate success in Dayton. A standardized tax form that's translated into all these different languages would help. That would be easy enough to do.
Well, and the overall goal, as I read it, seems to be to make not just the city function better and run more smoothly, but to bolster the economy. You recognize
right.
this community as one that could contribute to the economy.
Absolutely. We also realize that the foreign-born nationals tend to be 2 to 3 times more likely to succeed in small business than a natural-born person because they all come over here with the American dream. They work hard. You know, they open a store. And a lot of them become self-employed because of the barriers they have, the language barriers and just the exclusion that they experience from other citizens. So they set up their own business because it's just easier for them to function in that way. And after 10, 20 years, you know, somebody with one store may own 7 or 8, and now they're employing people. You know, rather than look for one company that employs 1,000 people, let's attract 1,000 entrepreneurs here who employ themselves. And within 5 or 6 years, we'll have 5 or 6,000 people
Another way you hope to make it easier for them to come, you create a new city ID card for residents who can't get a driver's license or a state ID?
We were discussing that. I was just discussing that with the city manager. And, I mean, if we issue a city ID card, it has to be issued to all residents of the city of Dayton. It's not something that we would just issue immigrants. It's something that we have to be able to offer to everybody who's a resident of the city of Dayton. And I think people have looked at that and said, oh, you're going to give them a form of identification. And no, we're trying to find a way to make them feel they belong within the city of Dayton. You know, like ancient Rome had recognized Roman citizens over auxiliary citizens from other provinces and stuff.
But still, the fear here from, again, Mr. Harrison of West Carrollton, Ohio, who wrote this letter, mm-hmm. He says, don't we have enough cheap labor? This idea that maybe it's going to take away jobs instead of just encouraging them to have their own jobs. And dependent voters or functionally illiterate voters, which is a strain on the school system. You seem to be saying that you're looking for a way to grow your city.
Right. The region that we're in has 44,000 more houses than we have people to fill them, and 12,000 of those are actually within the city limits of Dayton. So how do you fill those properties when people don't want to move to the region? The only people that are moving here are actually foreign-born nationals who see the cost of living here is so much lower than, say, New York, Chicago, L.A., and we're accessible. We're the heart of America. Within 600 miles radius of Dayton is something like 60% of the population of the entire country. And let me just say, for those people that are afraid of the illegals, they're here anyway. They're here because there's work for them that our citizens don't want to do. It's almost like in the 1800s when they built the railroads. The Chinese and the Irish and the ex-slaves were the ones that were building the railroads because the Europeans didn't feel it was their job to do it. It's been that way for over 100 years, and I would just ask people to open their eyes and be real and see what's happening and look around them. History tells us, the ancient city of Byzantium was the Eastern Roman Empire capital. It outlasted Rome by 500 years because they were more international in their acceptance of trade and people.
Mayor Leitzel, I just have to say, do you have these conversations with your constituents there in Dayton?
Yes. You go to New York, Chicago, where you have a large percentage of foreign nationals living, you have thriving cities. Here in Dayton, we're low on the totem pole, and we have a lot of room for growth, and that's what we're doing. We're opening the doors to say we want to grow our international citizenship or population so that we can create a more diverse, thriving city.
Well, we will follow this and see how that plan gets implemented. It's the Welcome Dayton Immigrant-Friendly City Plan, just passed by the City Commission there in Dayton, Ohio. Mayor Gary Leitzel, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you for calling me.